feel like Brady has a get out of jail free card now?
Who's Tom Brady? Sorry. Didn't see him on film yet, so. It's going to be a great challenge for us because we don't have any film on him this year so far. And who knows what he's going to come out and do. He might come out and be an option quarterback. I mean, I know that Belichick and the Patriots, they like to try to be unpredictable. So it's a big challenge for our defense this week.
How much of a challenge will it be for you, the offensive line, to continue the strong running game?
Yeah, well, you know, as we have success, the stakes become higher and people start trying to sell out more to stop the run game. And one thing we know about the Patriots and being a guy that played for two Belichick disciples for 4 years, they're going to try to take away what we do the best. And currently it's run the football. So we can expect them to come up with some big-time wrinkles to try to take away our run game and to do things to sell out so that we have to beat them throwing the ball.
With all the injuries you guys have had up front, the shuffling that's occurred as a result, yet, what do you attribute to your guys' ability to still play as well as you have and have the success that you've had in spite of all that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, first of all, you have to give most of the credit to Hugh Jackson and the schemes that he's coming up with from week to week, putting us in position to be able to run the ball against a multiple of different fronts. And you look at what he makes defenses try to do. They have to protect and defend every blade of grass because one play he's putting Terrell Pryor back in the backfield and he's running the read option. The next play, Terrell's in the backfield running a pass play or a naked. The next play, we're running crow at you. The next play, we're throwing the ball on a swing pass to Duke. So it really makes it very, very tough on defenses to try to come up with a good game plan to defend what Hugh's doing because it's different every week. And he's able to quickly identify what they're trying to do to stop us. And then we're able to come up with a way to defeat their second and third plan. So that's a big part of it. But then I would also say that you look at the way Duke and the way Isaiah especially is running right now, it's impressive. They're running with a lot of anger. I mean, the first and second guy are not going to be tackling those people right now. And it's fun to block for a guy like Crow and a guy like Duke when they run so hard. Even when we have it blocked for 2 yards, they're getting four.
Would Tom Brady be Tom Brady with any franchise, no matter where he played?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say he's the best quarterback or the best couple quarterbacks of all time. So I think no matter who he's playing for, he's going to be the GOAT.
Because I always wonder about that, especially with the quarterbacks, right? Like how much is you being you and how much is everybody around you and the coaching staff and that kind of thing. But it seems to me like you're almost like a good example of that, right? Like you are you, even though you've been on teams that haven't won a lot of games over the years, you were always you.
Yeah, I mean, Brady is pretty unbelievable because he has only had one coach, but if you look at the guys he's been throwing to over the years, it's been a lot of different guys. And every year people are saying, oh, he's not going to do it anymore. He lost this weapon or that weapon. And he just keeps putting up incredible numbers, and he keeps winning.
Belichick always seems to find a way to take away the other team's strengths. So what do you think he's going to do? What do you think he's going to try to take away from your offense?
Yeah, I think he's going to try to be honest, try to sell out to stop the run game. I mean, that's what we've been doing effectively in the first 4 weeks. We've sprinkled in some good passing too, but we're a run first outfit right now, and so I'm fully expecting that they're going to come up with a good game plan to try to sell out and take away our running game.
Can I put the pressure on Cody then?
Yeah, it does, but it also puts the pressure on us because you can't just accept the fact they're going to try to take away your run game and not try to still run the ball. So we'll just have to try to come up with new wrinkles to try to be able to attack whatever their game plan is going to be to take it away.
Is the outside zone really a very small part of the running game, or it used to be the bread and butter? And is that maybe beneficial for Duke and Crow and their styles? Is that part of what we're seeing?
Well, I think you're seeing a blend of a lot of styles. Certainly when Kyle Shanahan was the coordinator, we were predominantly outside zone because that's kind of what he believes in. Whereas Hugh believes more in this sort of downhill inside zone and gap running scheme where you have guards and tackles pulling and centers pulling. But I think you'll see throughout the weeks a blend of both. I mean, last week against the Redskins, we had three or four outside runs, and all of them were very effective. So it really just kind of depends on how a defense is trying to stop what you want to do. And I think one of the benefits of the offensive line that we have right now is that these guys have played in both schemes. There's not a lot of teams that run outside zone exclusively, and so there's a lot of learning that's involved. I mean, it took us several weeks to figure it out with Kyle. So it's hard to sprinkle it in there unless you have a team on the or an offensive line group that's been in that system previously that can just kind of revert to the things you've done. So I do think that's one of the benefits that we have as an offensive line is having that experience in the outside zone where we can sprinkle it in there and pick up where we left off, whereas most offensive lines just – they don't have the technique or the ability to just sprinkle an outside zone in their other running game schemes.
Joe, Jabal Sheer, can you just talk about how well he's playing, what you see on film, and then also is as you've gone through these years and you've watched guys like that get away, has that been like part of your maybe frustration to see great talent like that walk out the door?
Mm-hmm. Jabal's playing great. From the first game that he got to New England, he's played exceptionally well. I think he's got four sacks or something like that on the season right now. He's a force in the run game, and I'm sure New England's very happy that they got him. And certainly that's one of the frustrations that I've had over the years, and that's the problem when you constantly are hitting the reset button is guys that are really good players like that end up falling through the cracks or going to other teams because anytime a new staff comes in, basically they wipe out the middle class. They keep a couple of your superstars, and then they want everyone else being a rookie so that they can try to develop them. And when you keep doing that over and over again, you really lose all your middle class on your team. And so guys like Buster Skrine, Jabal Sheard, DeQuell Jackson, Jordan Cameron, Travis Benjamin, those are the guys that they disappear, even though those are the guys that you spent the time, you drafted them, spent the time developing them, and right when they're hitting stride in the peaks of their career, they end up going somewhere else and having great success for somebody else.
And doesn't it, I mean, how do you keep picking your chin up and moving forward in these kind of conditions that have gone on over the years?
Yeah, you know, it's always my job to do whatever I can to try to help my team win. And I've always kind of been focused on doing my job to the best of my ability because that's the best thing that I can do to help my team win. So that's kind of what you just have to focus on when you lose great players like that.
You were obviously supportive of Brady and critical of Goodell for this suspension. Do you have a relationship with him?
Yeah.
I mean, will you do a jersey swap with him?
I doubt he would want to swap a jersey with me, and mine might go in the trash after he got it. So, I actually don't personally know him. He's never gone to the Pro Bowl. Always got injured during the Pro Bowl week somehow. But so I don't really personally know him, but I just know the issues, and I felt like he was kind of unfairly targeted.
What about the Duke Johnson play? Looked like you were in the scrum. Did you see anyone from Washington with the ball?
No, you know what? After kind of watching some of the replays and talking to the guys in Washington and talking to Duke, basically the ball hit the ground, bounced right back to Duke, and when the Washington player tried to scoop it, he got air, but I don't know if because I was on top of him, he was laying there acting like he had the football, or because he was laying there acting like he had the football, Josh Norman jumped on him, and the ref saw the posture of two Redskins cradling nothing on the ground and me trying to go after that nothing, that she just assumed that the Redskins must have the ball, even though Duke had the ball in his hands. And I think if she would have just looked over and saw Duke with the ball, it would have been a different story. But at that point, when you're an official, you just got to go with whatever you're going with and just lie till you die at that point.
Surprise you that there are other officials on the field.
Well, the problem was the way the ball bounced. It bounced right back to Duke, and then you've got a scrum. So usually as an official, I would assume that you always just assume the ball's in the scrum. And so I don't think anybody else had a good vision of the ball because the Redskins player that was posturing like he had the ball was laying face down. So there would be no way to see it anyway. And so I just think nobody else saw the football because of the way it kind of bounced back.
What were you digging around for?
Well, like I said, he was the – Will Compton was acting like he had the ball. And then Josh Norman, like, jumps on top of him to, like, cradle him so nobody else can get on top of him. I never saw the football. I just saw a guy that was acting like he had the football, which is exactly what the official saw. Somebody acting like they had the football, so she gave the ball to the person that was acting like they had the football.